when you look at the cornerback spot with Quentin and Demaryius, how you're using both of those guys right now, what's sort of the plan with them, and what do you want to see them get out of this camp?
Well, what we're looking at right now, at this point in training camp, is we want to try to train as many guys as we can to play multiple positions. Obviously, when you get into the season, an injury here or there, the more a guy can do. And it's one of the things I think that we do have, with both Demaryius, Quentin. You see them both working inside and outside. I think they're very capable of playing either way. And as we go through the preseason, we'll probably try to get, a certain number of reps, with those guys playing different positions.
What did you think when Kevin Green asked you to present him? When did that all take place?
Well, I was very humbled. I spent a lot of time with Kevin, both with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Carolina Panthers, and of course the 5 years that he coached here. So, I know Kevin and his family pretty well. So he was obviously extremely excited. I think it had been 12 years, so he'd had a lot of times where he was disappointed. I couldn't be happier for him, because Kevin to me represents all the things that you want in a Hall of Famer. I mean, he had a great work ethic. He had great passion and love for the game, the consistency. Anytime you play 15 years in this league, and in 10 of those years he had 10-plus sacks. Plus, he did it all the right way. A great family man. He brought that energy and enthusiasm into the locker room and the field every Sunday. You guys that watched him coach here for 5 years know he brought it to coaching.
He said that he was so excited to talk to you when he arrived in Pittsburgh, because right away you were talking about what his role could be, and he thought, this is the fit I'm looking for. And players yearn that kind of opportunity.
I can remember vividly our first lunch, and I'd had the good fortune of watching Kevin because I was a secondary coach at New Orleans for 6 years when he was playing with the Rams, and we were in the same division, so we played him twice a year. And my second year at Pittsburgh, we needed an outside linebacker, and I just felt that Kevin fit that role perfectly because he was physical enough to play the run and rush and played with a lot of energy. So. I remember it. He was excited. He'd played off the ball the year before with the Rams, and it kind of looked like his career, was trending down. And he came in and right away made a tremendous difference in our defense. And the second year there, he led the league in sacks.
Can you give us a glimpse of what you're going to say about him?
Well, I'm just going to basically talk about the things I just mentioned to you. That number one thing that stands out in my mind is his love for the game, and I've seen it as a player and a coach, and then the passion that he brought to the locker room. I remember as a head coach, before a game, you come out and you're always hoping you've got the right things that you say, and I never had to worry about that because Kevin would have that locker room so wired up before we took the field that, and then the year it didn't have him, you saw a big difference. So you see the impact. And to me, great players make everybody around them better. And Kevin did that. So, I'm just going to feature his positive qualities. He was a guy that if you went against him on Sunday, you had to play through the whistle because he would outwork and out-effort guys, and he'd make a lot of plays late in the down because guys wouldn't finish the play, and he would always finish the play. He made everybody around him. We talk about effort and pursuit and intensity, and he brought that every week.
Tom, you mentioned versatility. When you move Morgan into the box as almost like a hybrid linebacker and have Micah and Ha-Ha behind him, what do you think that gives you in that nine personnel?
Well, this is a time of the year that, you're going to try to look at as many different combinations as you can. You guys have heard me say for a long time, we've got to try to find a way to get our best football players on the field. And whatever combination that is, okay, that's going to be the goal because I think that's what it's all about. You figure out who your best players are and then you try to develop a scheme, that gets them on the field. So, again, it falls into that category, the more you can do. We like Morgan as an experienced safety. He's had a lot of reps there, so we just feel it's smart to try to get him some reps up in closer to the line of scrimmage in case we need him there.
Under that umbrella, getting your best players on the field. You know how the hybrid safety has gone in this league in the past 3 or 4 years. Do you think Morgan has that kind of a skill set?
Oh, I don't think there's any question that he does. You know, he's got good size, you know, and he can run. You know, he's a tough guy. And so with all the speed that people are putting on the field, you have to be able to try to match that speed up on defense, you know, because that's what everybody's looking for, one-on-one matchups. And if you fall short in an area, then you know that, you know, you can get exposed pretty quick.
Crazy to think down the road he could play a dime linebacker type role, or do you see him just as a safety?
No, I think Morgan can play 2-3 positions. You know, he can play safety. He can come down and play dime. I think he covers very well for a guy his size, and I think he supports the run well.
Dom, what have you seen from Martinez to make you think he can handle the type of responsibilities that it looks like he may handle?
Well, I think he's a very mature young man. You know, he's obviously bright, you know, a Stanford graduate. But he's been all business. As a matter of fact, all four of our draft picks on defense, you know, have been all business. Those guys have come in from day one, and you don't see any screwing around in the meeting room or whatever, you know. And I like their approach. I like their attitude. Obviously, we only had pads on for one day, but they've done all the things right up to this point in time, and we're just going to have to evaluate him as we go along through training camp.
I know he's a smart guy with the Stanford and all, but do you have to worry about putting too much on a young guy, or is he fully capable of handling whatever role you want to throw at him mentally?
Well, as you go through camp, you kind of figure that out. I think you always have to be careful not, you know, overloading young guys, because you want to be able to go out and play fast. And they haven't experienced yet how the tempo of the game changes. You know, it's one thing to be going through these practices and then family night, you will be the first exposure, okay, in front of a large crowd, and then the next week, all right, you're playing in preseason games, and then you get into the regular season games. So it's kind of a step-by-step process, and that intensity and speed picks up with every step. And so what you have to make sure is they're not having to think too much, and they can't go out there and play and react and show what they're capable of doing. I'm sorry? I don't think the mental part of it, okay, is going to be a problem for Blake. I mean, at least what I've seen so far. Now, obviously, there's a lot of little techniques and alignments and all those things based off of formations and motions and shifts. And so anytime you're seeing things for the first time, but normally what I've seen with him is if he does make an error, he doesn't repeat that error. And that's what you're always looking for. You know, you expect these guys, if they haven't been through it, they're going to make some errors, but some guys will repeat the same one, and that's when you become concerned.
Dom, in his first couple of years in the league, might even been his rookie year, I remember Dayton working with Kevin Green individually, one-on-one. Was there some thought even back then that he might eventually play this role that he's in now, and that he was kind of, did you see that coming from him, that it could possibly move to this position he's moved to this year?
Well, we felt that when Dayton came in, that he had the ability, all right, to play either inside or outside. Really, he had more experience on the outside than he had on the inside. So the thing that I do like about guys like Dayton is they can rush from either inside or outside, so it gives you a lot of flexibility when you get into the season. And I think we have some, you know, at our elephant or outside linebacker positions, you know, we've got two or three bigger guys, you know, and Julius, you know, Nick Perry's a bigger guy, Dayton, and then probably with Clay and Jayron Elliott, Kyler Fackrell, you know, you've got more of the leaner, more athletic, you know, guys.
Mike called Clay the prototypical outside linebacker. Why is he so, and how happy are you, or what advantage is it to keep him on the outside this year?
Well, we like those outside linebackers that can rush or drop and do it equally as well. And not many guys could do what Clay's done the last year and a half, you know, in terms of moving inside and make the Pro Bowl inside. But I think that one of Clay's strengths always been is his quickness and his decision-making at that outside position and being able to match up, you know, on a tackle and use his athletic ability on a tackle. And I think he's excited to be back out there. And, you know, we're excited to see him back out there. But, we like guys that if you want to move or stem them off the ball or move them around, that they're pretty good in space and can change directions. And Clay does all that. Plus, Clay's smart and instinctive. And that becomes more important as you start getting closer to the games in terms of the number of things you can do with a guy. And that's never been an issue with Clay in terms of you've seen it with him moving from outside to inside with just a week to really get ready to play the inside linebacker position. And he kind of took off, you know, after that.
Do you feel that he's a better player now, having gone through what he's done in the year and a half, or how does it make him a better outside linebacker doing everything that he's done?
I think he just has a different perspective of the defense. You know, he's got a very good handle on what we do, and I think that as guys understand why you're doing certain things, and obviously by playing inside, you know, he has more of an appreciation for what those guys do. And he'll still, even when he's playing outside, you saw us on third down a lot of times, we'd move him inside because we were trying to get matchups.
Obviously, you moved Clay inside because you weren't good enough there a couple of years ago. Do you think you're good enough inside now that you guys will be fine with Clay back outside?
Well, that's why we're here in training camp. You know, we'll have to figure that out, you know, as we go along. So, you know, I think we got guys out there working hard and competing. And I don't think you ever know those questions, all right, until you get into through the preseason games and that type of thing, and the picture becomes clearer and clearer.
With the scenario that's played out at nose tackle, how is LaTroy Guyon responding?
LaTroy's doing fine. You know, I think he's come back in pretty good shape. And he's a big physical guy. He's played some really good football for us. He's a real team guy and a tough guy. You know, he's a guy that brings a sense of toughness to that front, which you need. You know, I think that with LaTroy and Mike Daniels, you know, it gives us a couple real tough guys up front.
Thank you. Your run defense last year, you have 119 yards, but it seemed like early downs, and when you were in base defense, you were pretty salty against the run, and you were getting hit in the sub-packages. What adjustments can you make there?
Well, this, you know, you have to really steady the run defense. You know, I think when people handed the ball off to running backs, we did a pretty good job. Now, there's a lot of hidden yardage in there, you know, with quarterback scrambles, and probably the area that we didn't do as well in. The year before, we were in the top five in terms of giving up big plays in the run. Last year, we dropped way off on that. So it's funny because you put emphasis on something, and I always believe you get what you emphasize. But we moved into the top five in big pass plays against us last year, and we dropped down in the bottom third in long run plays. I mean, you can remember the Cowboy game out here, all right, where they scored 7 points on us, but they had 50 and a 45-yard run. And you give up 95 yards in two run plays, all right, that run defense is not going to be very good. So, you know, our emphasis as we go through here is actually in terms of win percentage on the runs, we were probably as good this last year, okay, as we've been. But we gave up too many long runs, and you can't do that and be a top five run defense.